Well, hello friends, and welcome back to show 59 of Insomnia Radio Canada. I know it's been almost a month since I recorded last, but, you know, life gets busy, finding motivation, and, you know, the usual lack of feedback. So, feel free to send me feedback, Chris at insomniaradio.net, on Twitter, IR_Canada, and it would be fantastic to hear what you've thought of the past 59 shows. I'd love to do something different for show 60, so if you've got some feedback on that, please try to send it to me. And I know there's one song later in the show I'm sure the Bugcast crew is going to correct my pronunciation of, so looking forward to hearing the corrections of that, if they care to send them to me some way other than just on Telegram. So, got about 35 minutes of music for you today. That's not including me rambling, waffling, talking, chit-chatting, and all that fun stuff. So let's hop right to it and grab the first track.
We'll be right back. sunshine that we wish to be.
Hey, Larissa Dawn here from Celestial Ruin, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
So those first two tracks there were Fractal Cipher. The tracks were Lost and Prison Planet. They are playing August 7th at Call the Office in London, Ontario, and these guys hail from Montreal, Quebec. So those two tracks were sent in through Asher Media Relations, so thanks again, John, for sending me some fantastic tracks. Up next, we're going to play a band called Fog Lake. Fog Lake. These guys hail from way out east in St. John's, Newfoundland. The track was Rattlesnake. This is from their brand new album called Victoria. And it was released just recently back in February of this year. So thank you guys for getting that to me. And I might play something else from the album maybe down the road. Up next is a band that I have previously played on the show. And I wonder if anybody can recognize them or name the show. We'll be right back.
inside, but there is nothing, nothing.
So did you figure it out? That was Take the Apple. The song was Thymine. They are from Toronto, Ontario, and it was back on Show 21, which first aired July 29th, 2013. That's right, 2 years ago. And I can't remember what track I played, but happy that they contacted me and sent me another new track. So thank you so much, guys. Up next, we have a band called Devil's Din. And this album was recently released back in June. And more about them after the track.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Devil's Din, and the track was Skylight. And as I said earlier, the album was released just recently, back in June on the 17th. And they are from Montreal, Quebec. It's another track from Asher Media Relations, so thanks again, John. So, we're more than halfway through the show now, and I don't know if people know, but I do a little video blog thing on YouTube where I talk about people parking poorly. I will pop links in the show notes. It really, 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 really irks me that people are in such a rush these days that they can't even take the time to be courteous and park inside the lines in a parking spot. You know, a little crooked I can deal with, you know, but when you're taking like 2 to 4 spots up for a single vehicle, there's no excuse for that unless you're parking at the farthest parking spot out in the parking lot and you really don't want your car to get run into because you've got like a classic 1950s in mint condition, something or other. Like, there's just no excuse for it. So I'm going to post links for that. But it's been fun because I've been out lately playing Pokemon Go. Yes, haters are going to be haters. I don't want to hear it. If you've got something positive to say, please throw it in the feedback. But it's given me a chance to be out and walking even more than I was before. Even more so than I was playing Ingress because I'd gotten a little bit bored with Ingress. I had beta tested the Niantic game Ingress. And it was fantastic and a little bit competitive and... You know, you still get the haters and you still get the people that were super competitive and would get a little nasty if you weren't on their team. But I expect that with any game. Pokemon Go, though, is a little less competitive, a little bit more fun. But I've noticed there's a lot of team hate depending on which team you play on. So they just did an update. Game runs a little bit more smoothly now. It's still going to be interesting to see how things roll out and shake out. For the whole game, they're still tweaking and testing the system. The server issues that they had during the first few weeks of rollout, especially with many people sideloading the APK, which did not violate the terms of service. And the number of people that told me that, oh, if you load the APK, you're going to have your whole account wiped and you're going to get banned. And apparently they were the people that would just follow the rumors and not read the terms of service. So it's been a few weeks. Servers have finally been able to catch up with the load. There's still the odd glitch. You know, you gotta expect these things with a new game. There's problems that even the programmers can't always predict are gonna happen or plan for. So if you're out there playing Pokemon Go, good on ya. It's awesome. You get out walking. People that are not used to dealing with people that have been shut-ins, that have agoraphobia, kids that are autistic, they're getting out there and participating because this is a way they can actually interact with people. This game has done more good than harm, and so far there are still stupid people out there, and I'm going to call them stupid because they're doing stupid things. You don't trespass. You don't hop barbed wire fences. The game warns you to stay alert and be aware of your surroundings, so put the game down while you're crossing the roads. Put it down while you're walking up the roads. The game vibrates when there's a Pokemon nearby. There's no need to stare at your screen the entire time you are playing. Look at the people around you. Talk to them. Interact with them. And most of all, stay out of people's yards. Or, you know, check before you go into people's yards. Some people may not have a fenced yard, but they may still have a fairly vicious dog out on a lead line in their backyard. You don't want to be walking back there and get bit, because you now, as being the trespasser walking into somebody else's backyard, are the ones that are now being stupid. And you can't sue that person for the dog biting you because you walked into their backyard. So keep that in mind. So if you are playing Pokemon Go, good on ya. Be respectful. Have fun. Get out there and walk and enjoy the weather and the world. And the Pokestops, you're going to note, some of them are historical spots. Learn about your community while you're out there. So enough of me ranting about Pokemon Go. I'm going to keep playing. Even if the haters want to, you know, rant and rave about how stupid we are and how stupid of a game it is, and there's people that are going to hate no matter what you're doing. So just ignore the haters, have fun and enjoy it, and enjoy the music, the place in the game. It's a little repetitive and monotonous. I've turned it off to save battery life, but you know, maybe they'll upgrade it and change it and switch it around every once in a while. Heck, maybe they'll take submissions. People should submit music to Niantic for new Pokemon Go music. So we've got 3 more tracks left for the show today. It's going to bring us probably up to just under an hour. So, yeah, let's get back to the music and see what else I've got. So that was Reynolds, Robinson, and Lodge. The album is Into the Wind, and the track was Dun Briageg Suite. And I could be totally wrong on that mispronunciation, so Bugcast crew, record it. Tell me how it should be pronounced and send it to me. And while you're at it, you know the bumpers I'm looking for. So I had the privilege of meeting the guitar player. He wandered into work and was looking at some guitars, and we got talking, and he wonderfully gifted me with a CD copy that lived in my car for about 2 weeks, and I listened to it almost nonstop. Pretty much most of the album is all acoustic, no vocals. It's a wonderful set of tracks where the banjo takes the lead and the rest of the guitars take the rhythm and backups. And yeah, the whole album is quite enjoyable. And I do plan on playing more of their stuff down the road. So thank you guys for letting me play this. I will definitely try to get a hold of you guys so you can hear the show and where the track's been included. And I think these tracks would make fantastic banding tracks for the show because they are wonderfully instrumental and quite unique and beautiful. So two tracks left for the show. Just two more. That's it. The last band is Project F. The tracks come from their album Butterfly Effect. I'm going to play two songs from their album. The Butterfly Effect and When an Angel Fell from the Sky. So thanks again to John from Asher Media Relations for sending these last two tracks into me. The album is quite fantastic, and I think all you metalheads out there should definitely go out and buy this album and add it to your collection. So thanks for tuning in. Feedback, Chris at insomniaradio.net. over on Twitter at IR_Canada. Thanks for tuning in. If you've got an idea for show 60, please send it to me. Hopefully we'll be recording that sometime early in August. Thanks. Enjoy these last two tracks, and we'll catch you later.
Be the same. Few people laughed. Few people cried. Most people were silent. I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu is trying to persuade the prince that he should do his duty, and to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, "Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds." I suppose we all thought that one way or another.